CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
An unknown author said, "Choice, not chance, determines opportunity." Welcome, Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two guests who determine their own opportunities. Our first Playmaker was awarded the title Man of the Year in 2010, while our next Playmaker offers businesses and families a convenient way to have portraits taken in a fun setting. With us today is a CEO who's been in the title insurance business since 1975, while our next Vice President began her company with a small group of friends. These great Playmakers are Chris Phillips. Chris is President and CEO of First National Title Insurance Company, and Amy Cleary. Amy is Vice President of Picture Parties, and we're going to begin today's show with Amy. Amy Cleary is Vice President of Picture Parties, as I mentioned. They're an on-location portrait photography service offering DFW businesses and families a convenient way to have portraits taken in a fun and relaxed setting. Now, Amy and a small group of friends founded Picture Parties and envisioned a company that could provide high-quality portraits for families, businesses, and friends in a fun setting, while at the same time empowering independent photographers to make money doing what they love without the hassle of running their own photography business. This will be interesting. Amy, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
An interesting concept. I've done some research, but just to let everybody know about it, how did you come up with the idea of Picture Parties?
Well, I think everybody loves to throw a party, and everybody loves to go to a party, and everybody loves photography. And I'm a new mom, well, fairly new. I have a 4-year-old, 3-year-old, 2-year-old, and 1-year-old. And our kids are constantly changing. And so we need new photography every 6 months or so. And so it's very expensive to hire a photographer. And so I came up with the concept of grouping your friends together, having a party, and having a photographer come over to give you the portraits that you want.
Was there any specific inspiration outside of just knowing you had to do that and it was expensive? How did this burst of energy idea come to you?
Well, I'm an idea person. So to be honest with you, I was thinking about how could I do this? How could I get a photographer over here and get all of our friends together? And all of my friends, I started talking to them about it, and they all thought the idea was amazing, and they were really excited about it. And so they all came over. We did a mock one with a friend who's now a partner, who's actually the president, Angel Houston, and she came and did the photography for us, and we sent out surveys to everyone, and everyone thought it was amazing, especially the men. The men said, "This was the best photography experience I've ever had. I put my beer down. I picked up my kiddo. I smiled for 10 minutes. I put my kid down and I picked my beer back up."
And they had a good time while they were there.
It worked out good.
Let's talk about what a picture party is. Now, you do it for friends to getting together and having a party, but also businesses too. Tell us what a party would be like.
Well, a portrait party for a family would be 5 to 7 families who get together and have either 2 10-minute sessions if they want to change clothes or if they have fussy kids, or 1 20-minute session. And we can do them outside or inside. If you do them inside, you need a 10 by 10 area for the photographer to set up. And if you do it outside, usually the photographer has a good idea of some great places depending on what the host is looking for. So when I host a party, I send out a picture of the location, say, "Hey, is this a place you'd like to get your pictures done?" And most people say, "Yes, this is amazing." And they come out, and I just stagger them every 20 minutes, and they get great shots. And then the photographer goes home, uploads the pictures, and they're done.
We're going to talk about that in just a moment. How about for a business? A lot of the people that I work with, they want to have those headshots and they want to have nice pictures of business. How does that vary a little bit?
It's great because the client company doesn't pay anything up front, and then the employees can go and get the headshots taken, and the photographer can set up. And so the employer could just send out an email saying, "Hey, between 2 and 5, we're having a photographer here to get headshots in the break room, sign up for a time slot," and they can shuffle through, get their headshots done. And then the headshots are sent to them usually the following Tuesday between 1 and 4 p.m., and they'll get it. They can upload it, see if they love it, and if they do, they can purchase it. And if the if the employer, we've had a lot of times the employer will say, I'll purchase your first one, but if you'd like to get any other photos, you can.
Well, let's talk about price, because you mentioned that earlier about how expensive it was. You get pictures for your family. How much does it cost me to have a picture party?
It's free. Absolutely no setting fees. And actually, if you host the party and you have over five families come, then you get three free digital downloads, which might be all you need for, you know, to hang over your couch or over your fireplace. And so what the portrait photography costs is it's $49 for one digital download, $129 for three, or $299 if you want to buy them all. And I can tell you that most people buy them all because these photographers typically are charging about $2,000 between sitting fees and then usually these photographers own the pictures. So if you want to get another one, then you've got to pay again. But if you buy the digital downloads, then you can reprint it as often as you like.
So the comparison to doing it on your own and having it done through picture parties is you're a lot less expensive.
Oh, yeah. It's a no-brainer. And if you want to host, it could be free.
It could be free for you, too.
That's right.
Where do you get your photographers from? That's what we were talking about earlier, because you need to have those in place before you can get the company started. So how'd you find those? And are you looking for more photographers?
Yes, we'd love to have more photographers. We really are business in a box for a photographer. And we do have some recruiting efforts. We usually put out ads and try to get photographers in. This is going to fill their free time. And a lot of times these photographers are starting out and they want to start a photography business and they've got something else going on. Our ideal photographer, someone who has a nice camera, has a good eye, and is sitting at their full-time job going, man, I'd really like to be behind my camera instead of working a full-time job. And this is a way for them to start their own business in photography.
So it's for someone that wants to get into it, and now you have business coming in. But for an established photographer, you're now filling slots that maybe they couldn't fill before. Is that correct?
Yes. Not only are we filling slots, but they literally get done with the shoot, they upload their pictures, and they're done. There's no follow-up. There's no editing. There's no printing, no shipping. They don't have to meet back with their host or host families. It all goes out to them through picture parties. And then we also follow up with a marketing campaign to get them to get booked again and to create another picture party.
And they make not only money when they get booked again, but also when they buy something additional from you in the future. Is that correct?
That's right. We have a great program where if they do a shoot, let's say they do one in August, and then come Christmas card time, we send out an email campaign that says, hey, don't forget, you had these great pictures taken in August. Do you want to throw them on a Christmas card? It's no hassle. Then the end user can do that, and then the photographer gets an additional check. And they might not have thought that, or it's a lot of time to manage all those processes. So the photographer's making residual checks throughout the entire thing. And then come Father's Day, it rolls around again, and it says, hey, do you want to put this picture on a mug? And they say yes, and it ships out, and the photographer again gets another residual check.
We're speaking with Amy Clary. Amy is Vice President of Picture Parties, and you can find Picture Parties on the web. Very easy, picturepartiescom. Now, you mentioned something a few moments ago about a mug. So you can actually put these pictures on almost anything, is that correct?
Anything. Really popular and trendy right now is a float wrap.
A float wrap.
A float wrap is, it looks like it's floating. They're hang ready. That's the best part about them, is that you pull them out of the box like a canvas and you just throw a nail in the wall and you hang them. They're lightweight and they look really trendy. They have a little bit of space behind them in the wall, unlike a canvas. And so it gives a little bit of depth to the float wrap hanging there above your couch.
You mentioned earlier before we started the show how organized you are as a person. This company has to be extremely organized to do what you're doing. But in reality, because once I'm the photographer, I take the pictures, I send them to you, that's all I have to do. Because it sounds like, you tell me if I'm wrong or not, the bulk of the photographer's time is organizing, editing, putting it together, and putting it in a way that they can sell it to the customer. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
And you're doing that for them.
We do all of the back end. So they just do what they love, which is shooting the pictures, and we do all of the rest.
That's amazing. Yeah. Have you yourself attended some of these picture parties?
Yes, I love them. Actually, that's how I get all of my photography now. And it is a great experience. The kids love them. Typically, when you're doing back-to-back families, And we have the kids come, and then the next family's there. And so our kids are playing with those kids. And of course, I'm friends with their moms, and the kids are friends with each other. And so if you have a fussy kid, then I say, oh, look, Avery just showed up, and they get all excited. And now you can play with Avery when you're done with this picture. And they take a couple more great shots, and then they get to go play with their friend for a couple minutes as they're setting up the next shoot.
Now, you're probably, as the one of the owners of this business, seeing a lot of these pictures that come through.
Yes.
Have there been any unique or exciting picture parties that you have heard about or know about or attended that was unique or different, that something happened?
I don't know about super unique or different. I know that
I'm thinking a positive way, something that was fun that happened.
Yeah, really just getting friends together. It's fun because, you know, I stagger the time so that people really only have a 20-minute commitment. But then what happens is, as people show up, they don't leave because they're having so much fun entertaining other people's kids, or they're having fun just sitting around chatting. And so it does really, even the outdoor sessions turn into a party environment. The indoor sessions, nobody leaves because usually there's wine or you know, the kids have juice boxes and they're outside playing. And then you just pick up your kids. In the indoor sessions, you really can do 2 10-minute sessions, and then you can actually change your kids' outfits and get some Christmas pictures and some, you know, you don't usually want to be wearing red and green in your springtime pictures, so you can do both.
Well, let's talk about the party aspect of this. What do you suggest for these families when they're putting 5 to 7 families together? What do they have as far as food or entertainment?
Well, don't bring red wine. And nothing that's going to darken teeth, or nothing that's going to, no chocolate. For me, I usually do rice cakes and juice boxes. And of course, that juice is only white. I usually do only water, white wine for adults, light beer.
So there are some rules to go along with this to do that. If someone wanted to find out more about this, obviously they can go to pictureparties.com.
That's right.
But is there a way to call or send an email or whatever to get more information about this?
Yes, you can email angel.houston@pictureparties.com, and she can help. Or we also have a Facebook page at Picture Parties.
So you will hold their hand as they're doing
this. We'll walk
them
through the whole process, yes.
My guess is, because of the way you do this, families are telling other families, and it starts multiplying. Is that correct?
That's right.
We all hear about it.
Yes, that's right. That's what's getting exciting, is that families who have booked a party or who have been to a party in 6 months, their children have changed, or the seasons have changed, and now they're looking to book again. Yes.
That's wonderful. So one more time, tell everybody how they can get all the information about Picture Parties.
www.pictureparties.com.
Well, Amy, thank you very much for being on the show. This is really interesting. Sounds like a lot of fun. You are definitely a playmaker. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Amy Cleary is Vice President of Picture Parties. Again, pictureparties.com. Don't go away. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back with the President and CEO of First National Title Insurance. His name is Chris Phillips. Back with Chris right after this.
Operation Kindness is the original and largest no-kill animal shelter in North Texas, having saved more than 80,000 cats and dogs over almost 40 years. On a day-to-day basis, Operation Kindness cares for approximately 300 cats and dogs, with another 150 in foster homes. In the past 12 months, more than 4,200 homeless cats and dogs have received medical care, clean shelter, nutritious food, and playtime until they were adopted into a new forever home. Go to OperationKindness.org to adopt or foster a dog or cat. Donate or volunteer. That's OperationKindness.org.
Wipe Out Kids Cancer is a Dallas-based nonprofit organization founded in 1980 dedicated to raising awareness and funding for pediatric cancer research on a national basis. Wipe Out Kids Cancer has raised over $4 million in the crusade against pediatric cancer and spent over 30 years developing programs to not only fight childhood cancer, but to also provide hope and support to kids and families battling cancer. Our mission is to work relentlessly for a day when children are living cancer-free. You can help make a difference. Go to WOKC.org to donate or volunteer. That's WOKC.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. We're going to talk title insurance with Chris Phillips, President and CEO of the First National Title Insurance Company. Chris began his career in the title industry in Douglas County, Colorado in 1975. He became involved with National Underwriters early in his career and spent 26 years working in several leadership roles, including president at a Texas-based regional underwriter, where he was responsible for building the agency network and increasing revenues throughout the Southwest. Chris started First National Title Insurance Company in January of 2012, and again, as I mentioned, is president and CEO. Now, Chris is a member of the Texas Land Title Association, where he serves on the board of directors as president-elect. In 2010, he was awarded the TLTA's highest honor of Title Man of the Year, which recognizes significant and longtime contributions to the title industry and the association. Well, Chris, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
Well, you've been in the title insurance pretty much all your life. That really is all you know. You have a BS in finance from the University of Boulder. Why the title industry?
I think that no one has the answer why they get into the title insurance industry other than they either fall into it, or in my case, my father opened a title insurance company in 1968.
Was he in the real estate business?
No, he was a retired colonel in the Air Force.
Ah,
so that has no connection.
That's why you were in Colorado?
That's right.
Okay.
So we were in Colorado, and after he retired, then he looked around for a variety of other careers and ended up, unbelievably, starting a title insurance company. And at the time, we had no idea what that was, and it took a few years before we figured it out. But that became my stepping stone to then get involved in that industry and then become part of the underwriting underwriters.
Did he start that business while you were in school?
He did, and I'm one of eight kids, so he needed to continue to work even though he was a retired colonel.
title industry, you were as I mentioned, BS in finance.
Correct.
Did those fit together?
They do in a degree that you're running the business now. Mm-hmm. So the finance degree that I had, I did not use early on in my career, but as I've gone to leadership roles, I've come up with a need for that particular degree.
Before this show started, we were talking about closing homes. I was talking about mine too. Everybody closes their home in the state of Texas at a title insurance company.
Correct.
Throughout the state. But most people don't know why they have title insurance. So educate us.
Sure. The title insurance industry in Texas has always been a regulated industry, and we feel very comfortable. We think that's the best way to do this particular business. And my association with the Texas Land Title Association allows me to help with that regulation. We have rate hearings. We have different things with the Department of Insurance. And so the title industry in Texas, as I said, is regulated. And so if you go to any title company in the state, you're going to find the same rates all over. So I think that what we base our industry on is service, customer service, and relationships. And I think I'd give you the industry on title insurance, how it works is to me a very interesting story, because you end up with, if you can try to compare title insurance with property and casualty insurance, they are so different, and most people don't know that. Title insurance looks at the records and all the information on a backwards basis. So on property and casualty business, if you have a whether you're with State Farm or any of the other insurance companies, they know at a certain point in your driving career you're going to have an accident. So your premiums are based on a situation where they know it's going to happen down the road. Title insurance, if you take care of all the examination of the records and all the work is done to clear up those records, you won't have a claim. So the title industry takes all their resources to clean up the titles before you buy your house, whereas a property and casualty company uses those premium dollars to pay in the future. So I hope that makes a bit of sense to you.
Let me ask you a question to help me understand it a little better. When you're buying a piece of property, land, whatever, someone might have owned that years ago, hundreds of years ago. There might be some kind of claim to that. Maybe it was a parcel. You have your little tiny lot, and maybe it was a huge parcel at one time, and maybe at some point nobody got paid or they still thought they owned it. So what I'm hearing from you is that when I have title insurance, I'm paying that money to make sure that I'm not liable for that at that point. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. So anything can happen in those years past. So you have a chunk of land, a 40-acre tract that's broken down into lots for subdivision houses. So if someone was involved in that 40-acre tract, mom and dad had a couple of kids, and then another situation where someone, maybe an illegitimate child or whatever, is involved, the title company makes sure all the parties and properly transfer their documentation so that you own that property free and clear and without any encumbrance.
So if someone had a claim on my property.
Yes.
The title insurance would take care of that for me.
They would, yes.
In most cases.
Yes. Depending on what the issue was, they would certainly go back and see what they missed or what – and there are certainly issues that they do – they pay off claims that are issues that we can't even control, things that happen by nature that you can't foresee and correct before the closing. So that's why you have title insurance.
Well, the amount of money I'm paying on property and casualty insurance is not compared to what I'm paying for title insurance because it's – correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not that expensive.
It's a one-time fee. So,
and everybody charges the exact same amount, so everybody's equal.
Correct. Everyone's equal, and so you pay one time at the closing. Property and casualty, you're going to pay every year as you go forward. So,
it's quite a deal to do that. Now, you've been in the title insurance business for a long time.
Long time.
But you started First National Title Insurance Company. By the way, we are speaking with Chris Phillips. He's the president and CEO of First National Title Insurance Company. Very easy website to remember, if you remember the first letters, FNTI.com. 2012, you started your business. Why did you leave a career at an established company and create a startup?
That's a great question. I think part of the reason was that the company that I was with became more of a corporate. It was originally an entrepreneurial company that was sold into corporate America. And at that time, to me, it's a challenge. I did not understand the process of being involved in corporate America. And so I struggled with that. And that was a challenge to me. So I think that the opportunity came up in 2012 to get into this business and then create our own culture and do it again as an entrepreneurial company. And that's what the choice we made. And it has been a very, very successful venture.
Well, I want to ask about your success and what you've done with First National Title Insurance Company. But explain the difference between your company and the companies that we would close at, such as a Republic Title,
sure,
a Chicago Title. How do you differ?
Well, there's in our state and in the country, there are four major title insurance underwriters, and that's Fidelity Family, First American, Stewart Title, and Old Republic. And then they begin to break up into regional underwriters, and we are now the 12th largest regional underwriter. So we've grown a long way in that time frame. So those major underwriters are the ones that back the policies that you close with. So you're at a closing, and you've done your work with an agent, or you mentioned Republic Title. They're an agent. And so the policy you're going to get after closing is from one of the national underwriters, like First American. So our company is just a smaller version of one of those companies.
But I would deal with Republic Title rather than with First National Title Insurance Company.
Correct. We're behind the scenes. We're the ones issuing the policy. Right. So mostly you would see Capital Title is our sister company. So Capital is our big agent that represents us.
I think that helps everybody understand that. But you've had a lot of success. You've created an environment of success. And your business is really nothing more than customer service, because everybody else that does what you do does the same thing you do. So why have you had the success in the four short years you've been in business?
I think that it's all about the people. And I can tell you from the moment we started our company, we started with five people that came with me from the other company. And it was the startup team. It was the right mix of people, their personalities, and how we fit together. We're able to vision what we wanted to do as an underwriter, as a startup. We knew what our plans were. We knew what we were going to create. We knew how we wanted it to feel. And so that was the start of it. And so that team then continued to grow. And each time we added a new team member, they fit in very, very well. And so we're big fans of something called StrengthFinders 2.0. So that is a book that's put out. It's been out quite a while. And it's written by the gentleman's name is Tom Rath and Barry Conchi. And those guys created this thing. And what it does is focus on the strengths more than anything else. And so everyone in our business has strengths, and so we combine them to make the best.
But what I heard as I was listening between the lines is you've developed a culture, and you've recruited people to that culture because you started with people that you knew, they knew you, right. And the people you brought in are ones that were the puzzle pieces that fit within, so everybody works together.
That's correct. And like you said, it's a relationship business. So we were able to grow our business because of the group that we pulled together who then expanded their business, and then we've added more and more as we've grown. So
I'm looking at your website right now, FNTI.com, First National Title Insurance Company, and you have something called First App.
Yes.
We're in the digital world. I'm looking at this. This is the Real Estate Title mobile app. What is that, and how is it different? And does anybody else have something like that?
There are some out there, but this one's customizable, and this one for any realtor that wants to get on our website and download that. It's a free app, and what that does is give you the estimates of the buyer and seller costs.
I'm a realtor. I can sit with my phone in front of them and tell them what those costs are going to be.
Exactly. You can sit in that home with that new buyer and say, okay, let's put in the loan amount, let's put in the purchase price, let's put in all the factors, and this is what you're going to need to bring to closing, estimated need. And so that's a wonderful app that we've made available to anyone that needs it.
I just remember the days where every time there was something, there was a change in the contract, a realtor had to go physically to that person's home, get it signed, and go back again. It's a little easier now with the internet and with apps. Who has helped you along the way? Do you have any business mentors that you can point to that have helped you get to where you are right
sure.
now?
Early in my career, when I was with the corporate world, there was a gentleman that I really respected that became my boss. He was not a title insurance man whatsoever. He was a businessman, and his name was Jack Jackson. And he came into the industry and became my boss. He came in as a consultant and then enjoyed it so much that he ended up running the company I used to be with. And so I learned so much from him because he was truly a business guy that knew how to do widgets. And he just knew how customer service and how to create that environment for people to come to the company we were with. So he gave me the tools and the way he did his business and the way he analyzed the finances. And he just did a terrific job. So I learned tremendously from him. And then I took those skills that I learned from Jack. And in 2012, when we came over to First National, I used those same skills. Then I also inherited a new mentor by the name of Bill Shattuck. And you may know Bill, and he is quite a guy to work for.
Yeah, Bill was one of the playmakers on Playmakers Talk Show, and he's obviously knows how to pick the right people to associate with.
Well, he gives us an opportunity to succeed. His goal is, I'm going to give you the opportunity. It's up to you to succeed.
There you go. Well, tell everybody one more time how they can get more information about First National Title Insurance Company.
Sure. They can call us on our website. There's our 800 number. Then also the easiest way to contact us is through our website at www.fnti.com.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
We appreciate it very much. I enjoyed the opportunity to visit.
Like one of your mentors, Bill Shattuck, you are a playmaker also.
I appreciate that.
We've just been talking to Chris Phillips. Chris is the president and CEO of First National Title Insurance Company. Prior to Chris, we had Amy Cleary. Amy is vice president of Picture Parties. This has been a terrific show. Thank you to our guests for being playmakers. It's great having both of them on the show. And thank you all for joining us. Join us also at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting Playmakers.